WSA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a campaign-style rally in West Virginia last night, President Trump tells the crowd,
"For the last 18 months, Democrats have spent every minute trying to overturn the results of the last election."
There to support GOP Senate candidate Patrick Morrissey, the president cited the efforts to get Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmed as Supreme Court justice.
"To vote for Judge Kavanaugh is also a vote to reject the ruthless and outrageous tactics of the Democrat Party. Mean obstructionists."
The Indonesian death toll is rising. The country's National Disaster Agency now says at least 832 people are known to have been killed by Friday's earthquake and tsunami, and that number is still expected to climb. The magnitude 7.5 earthquake triggering the devastating tsunami with waves as high as 20 feet. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
It's the first time U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren has said publicly she might consider running for the White House. She did so during a town hall event that she held in Holyoke, Massachusetts yesterday, saying after Election Day she would take a hard look at running for president. Meanwhile, Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti has been talking about possibly running for the White House, and former Trump advisor Steve Bannon says he could become a force in 2020.
But I'm telling you, he's got a fearlessness.
Right.
And is a fighter. He's a fighter. I think he'll go through a lot of this field.
He was speaking on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. New York City police say there were no shots fired after a loud bang did cause a scare at the Global Citizen Festival yesterday. A fallen barrier was apparently to blame for the noise. The 29-year-old son of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Track Palin, is free on bail after being charged with assaulting a female acquaintance at his home on Friday. And police say he also resisted arrest. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Two Mississippi cops killed while in a shootout on Saturday morning, and the Brookhaven police chief says they've suffered a heartbreaking loss.
But I promise you, the men and women of law enforcement, we're not going to give up. We're not going to stop. This is what we do.
In what appears to have been an ambush killing, the officers, James White and Zach Moak, answered a call about shots being fired in a residential neighborhood. When they got out of their cruiser, they were shot repeatedly. Reports are the suspect is a 25-year-old man who's now in custody. Two surveys showing today that China's export orders shrank in September as its tariff battle with the United States over technology escalated, and it's adding to downward pressure on the world's number two economy. The report's adding to signs that Chinese trade, which had been holding up despite U.S. President Trump's tariff hikes, might now be weakening. California is telling automakers they must comply with its strict rules on greenhouse gases, even if the Trump administration does relax regulations nationally. And the co-founder of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame group Jefferson Airplane has died. Marty Balin was guitarist and lead vocalist for the San Francisco-based band that, of course, started with its top 10 hit, White Rabbit. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Marty Balin was 76. And for